ओम शांति। वेरी गुड टॉपिक एंड ग्रेट टॉपिक, ग्रेटेस्ट टॉपिक। वी हैड बीन सर्चिंग फॉर गॉड ओनली एंड नाउ वी आर थिंकिंग टू बिकम लाइक हिम। ग्रेट थिंग। इफ यू चेंज आवर थॉट्स, everything is changed. We have to change life, we have to change sanskaras, we have to become this, but before everything we have to bring a change into our thoughts. Am I right? Big topic. We have to become like Brahma Baba first. We have to follow him. I would try my best to simplify this topic. Otherwise, what happens? All Brahmins, normally they have left this topic. It is not our subject. It's hard. It's impossible to become Bab Saman. Because many even don't enjoy yoga. So to become Bab Saman is a great thing for them. But I would try, again I say, my best to make it very simple and practical. If we count the qualities of Baba, they are many. But important five qualities of Brahma Baba we must bring into our life. We try our best to imbibe them into our practical life. First was egolessness. I give number one to this. Egoless. He was completely egoless. Therefore, in Indian mythology, Shiv Baba is known as Bholanath. You know this word? Because he entered his body and both were so Bholanath, very innocent. Innocent doesn't mean ignorant. Very simple, but very great. Very loving, but very detached. Egolessness. Through his words, through his behavior, through his walking, talking, in his actions, everyone realized he is completely free from ego. We have to follow it. I will come to this point how. Subtle thing of this egolessness is to renounce I-ness. Very subtle thing. And we all can work on this. Where their I comes in our mind. I did this, I will do this, I had done this, I am doing this. So together with this I, just connect Baba, include Baba. Because Baba is with me, therefore I am doing. It's not so that I am not doing, I am doing everything. If you are intellectual, if you have got very good intellect, you use your intellect. But now, Baba is with us. His powers are with us. His intellect is with us. His knowledge is with us. Therefore, things are becoming easy. Word you know? Karan Karavan Har. Two things were there very practical in Baba's life. before he started any work, remembered Baba is Karan Karavanhar, he is with me. He is getting done everything through me. And when he finished his work, surrender everything to him back. You did, let it go to you back. This good feeling, it makes us spiritual, very divine. Second quality, complete surrender and dedication. When all Brahmins listen surrender, so they think it's impossible for them. How can we leave our hearth and home? How can we renounce our entire money and children? It's impossible for us. But we have to make it possible. How? Think now. Everything that I belong, everything, body, intellect, money, children, mind also, relationships, job, just keep in your mind that everything is for Baba. Just simple thought. Body, this is my body. We cannot say this is not my body. But Baba, I surrender my body, bodily attraction, bodily consciousness to you. You gave me this body. Now I, soul, I am using your body. So, complete possession on our body of Baba. Baba is master of my body. I have given this body to him. You can make it very subtle. Feel, I am giving my body to Baba and soul is left behind. I am soul. Nirakar. Very great feeling. Intellect. We have our own intellect, our own conceptions. Intellect means wisdom, conceptions, our previous knowledge. To all these things we can call intellect. Now, Baba has given us divine knowledge, divine wisdom, and we have accepted that wisdom. So now our intellect has become godly intellect, divine intellect. Children, your family, just have this feeling, Baba's home, Baba's children, not just for saying, but with practical feeling. Third thing in Baba, completely content soul. Completely content. That our biggest desire was to achieve God. We achieved God. Nothing else we want to achieve from this world. Full content. Complete. We achieved everything. Next quality of Baba. It's a quality of a great yogi soul. Complete renunciation. We can follow in some percentage. It means nothing for self, everything for children, everything for Baba's service, nothing for self. So Baba's life was very simple, not even a car. Not even car to Baba, for Baba. Very simple, old room. The present Baba's room, it was decorated later on. It was very simple. Baba's hut, it was very simple. So nothing for self. And next quality, no attraction towards anything of this world. So just start working on these qualities, then many other qualities will come automatically in life. In my drashti, Brahma Baba was the greatest yogi, a great tapasvi, who did day and night, continually, the practice of bodilessness. We can do it. If not many times, in 1 hour, for 20, 30 seconds. Every hour, 20, 30 seconds. I'm soul sitting inside. I'm soul, have incarnated this body. I'm a soul, master of the body. I'm a soul, looking the scene of outside through my eyes. It's a good feeling. It will make all thoughts silent. If you want to become free from waste, two practices first, three practices I can say, bodilessness, seeing everyone as a soul in everyone's forehead, and practice of self-respect. So first an important practice. I hope you remember, or you will remember now, just 1 month before, Baba mentioned like this in only, Baba is giving a challenge to the children. He gave a challenge. Make your soul consciousness stage so deep, that if you give drashti to someone, he go into deep silence. The experience of deep silence. And it was Baba's practice. In last 3 years, when Mama left body in 65, then from that day, Baba's tapasya had become very intensive. So, 65, 6, 7, 8. All these 3 years, he did intense tapasya of soul consciousness, tapasya of concentrating his intellect on Shiva Baba. These were Baba's words. Your main tapasya is to make your intellect very stable. He did. So whenever he used to give drashti to someone, everyone's experience was they had been lost in deep silence. They became soul conscious, bodiless. It is my experience too. When I met him in Baba's room, Baba used to sit on the gaddi, on the floor, and he gave me drashti, because at that time there were not so many children, visitors here, only 50 to 60 brothers and sisters came. So Baba met everyone individually, gave at least 10 minutes to everyone, asked everything about efforts, about lokik, about our desire. So when he gave drashti to me, I became completely bodiless. And I believe that that was the moment when Baba gave me the blessing of easy yogi. May you be easy yogi. From that day, everything became easy for me. So this practice we have to do. Very simple practice, only what we need is attention. You all, I would say now, make a simple and practical plan of your fast efforts. Because, as sister was saying, Avyakt Baba's part about finished. When he asked the question, can Baba take the body of some other sister? Can he not take? He can take. He's almighty, everything is in hand. He's the master of everything. But, as I know, I feel, or I believe, he has completed his avyakt part. Now he doesn't want to come down. He asks us, you come up to me. You become what I told you to become. I gave you everything. Very deep philosophy, very deep psychology, very deep knowledge of mind, effect of each thought, very deep knowledge of Raj Yoga. Not simple, very deep. He gave in avyakt only. So we have a treasure of knowledge. Immense treasure of knowledge. Like mines of everything. So we have to now become that in practical. Otherwise you can see, many used to ask this question, 80 to 83 years past of confluence age, still here are only 12 lakhs of Brahmins, 1.2 million Brahmins. And the population till the end of golden age is 20 million. And then up to the middle of silver age, it will become like 150 million. How it will happen in future? How in next 17 years this work of establishment will become complete? Many ask this question and think this. And many have also get doubt in their mind. Many Brahmins. What will happen now? Baba is not coming. Nothing is here. Why should we go to Madhuban? What is there? You have heard God's versions. Madhuvan, all these three places will become the great pilgrimage of the world. That time is coming now soon. I tell you some practical stories or history of India. I went to one Gurudwara. You know Gurudwara? Temple of Sikh religion. I went to one place, they have built golden temple. It's in Maharashtra. Means whole Gurdwara is covered by gold plate. Most beautiful. Here in India there are three big temples of gold. You have never seen those things. So I went there. And they believe that this is a big holy place for Sikh people. Sikh of whole world visit there. I ask why? You had been in Punjab, in North India. Why in Maharashtra you built this golden temple? Answer was that one of their guru stayed there for 3 days. So a guru, a holy man, stayed there, rested there for 3 days, and that place became a pilgrimage of that religion, you can believe where God came thousands of times, what that place will become. Can you believe? Entire world will come here. Today, a deep intuition came in my mind. This Gyan Sarovar will become such a holy place that healing energy will spread here everywhere. And those sick people will enter here, they will get well immediately. Panda Bhavan. That place will become such a place, those who will enter that place will get visions, Sakshatkar, divine visions, will get divine insight. They will see different forms of gods and goddesses there. They will get the vision of God Nirakar there. And in Shantivan, they will just bow their head there, will take the soil of that place and will put in their forehead, will get Brahma Bhojan once, and they will believe they are most lucky person in the world. Such time is coming. So what will happen now? Avyakt Baba is not coming. I had said 1 year before, he will not come. People became displeased with me, unhappy. How do you speak such a thing? Because I got such feeling that now his role is over. From subtle world, he will do wonderful thing now. He will give 100 times more beautiful experience to all of his children. He will give full cooperation from subtle world. So, the remaining work of establishment will be completed from there, but through great children. So now, third role of confluence sage will begin. And that will be what we listen always in Murli, Sakar Murli, that Baba will give vision to everyone. So on one side, vision, on other side, destruction will begin. Destruction not through atom bombs, but destruction through some natural calamities, some disease, psychiatric problems, and many other problems in the world. So, what I have noticed, it's a bad thing, but it's my duty to inform you that after 2020, psychiatric disease will become a severe problem in this world. They are becoming, increasing day by day. Suicidal tendency, depression, insomnia, and many other psychiatric diseases are increasing day by day. Because a new thing, which only Baba had explained, clarified many years before. People have forgotten that thing, but from that day I do remember that secret. A day will come, a time will come when everyone's karmas, bad karmas, vices, bad sanskaras will come up in the brain, will emerge, will become active in the brain. And that time will become the worst time for human beings. Everyone will have to settle their karmic accounts. We need not to scare of this, because we know the method. So I would like to tell you two important things which we noticed in Brahma Baba's life. Very light, easy. Very light. Second thing, extremely happy. happy and intoxicated. We have to follow these both things of Brahma Bhava. Be easy. Make your nature easy going. Take everything easily. Behave easily. Do your work easily. Face the problems easily. Make your effort easy. Very easy. The sign or the symptom of a jnani soul, a knowledgeable soul, is to become very easy. And for this, we have to accept many things in our life. Many things. Now time is coming. Listen carefully. When things will not happen what we want, things will happen what gods will want. I can say God, Baba, not Rama. Because it's Baba's plan to bring a big change here. We had been listening from last 3-4 days that scientists have prepared bombs. They are not to decorate in the museums. They will be used. This Kali Yuga, this dark night of Kali Yuga will end definitely. Otherwise, how golden day will come. So it has happened. We have to accept it. So increase your power of accepting. We have to accept. Just Brahma Baba had accepted one important thing. That Shiva Baba has established this Rudra Yajna, and is in this Rudra Yajna, obstacles will definitely come. We will have to face the obstacles. He never asked this question. He never complained. It's God's Yajna, the Yajna of Almighty. Why we have to face the problems? He had accepted. Problems must come. And as we noticed, problems made him more powerful. Change your attitudes. Don't complain why obstacles are coming, why problems are coming. Obstacles and problems will make you more powerful. More experienced ones. Am I right? Take them as challenges and believe, think, I have to cross each and every challenge. And each and every challenge will teach me something good and will empower me. If you make your attitude so positive, you will enjoy problems. I learned one thing from Baba. Many things, but one thing which appealed me very much. Brahma Baba had to pass through beggary part. Not for 1 year, at least for 5, 6, 7 years. You can believe, you can think, if in your home, for a week, there is no grain, no rice, no vegetable, no money. What will be your condition at that time? In Baba's Yajna, 380 children, no money. They came to Mount Abu. Many became sick because of the cold weather of this place. Because of hard water of this place, many had diarrhea, loose motion, no money, no tablet, no medical facility. Just immerse that scene, imagine, and think what was the state of mind of Brahma Baba at that time. He was alone, responsible one, not a group with him, only Mama and 2-3 senior dadis. They were also very young, not very old, not so much experience of the world, but still Baba, he was stable, unshakable, like carefree king. No worry, what will happen? Nothing to eat today, what will happen tomorrow? No thought, it's God's yag. See, Baba's children, he will feed everyone. So carefully. And every day, some things are coming in yag. You might have heard that one story of yagya. Next day was the day of Diwali. And Shiva Baba entered his body and mentioned that tomorrow, on the occasion of Diwali, Baba wants to feed jalebi to all children. Jalebi. You know, round sweet? Jalebi. And there was no money in the yag, no flour in the yag, no sugar in the yag. But God spoke, I will feed jalebi to all of my children on the festival of Diwali. And all were thinking, what will happen now? And the kitchen in charge sister was coming to Baba. Baba, here is nothing. How can we make jalebi? Baba was saying, Brahma Baba was answering. See, Baba has told it. He is responsible. He will do something. At the same day, at that time, systems were different, not like nowadays, banking system, so many systems. So, through telegraphically, 5,000 rupees came in the yag. That was system at that time, telegraphically. 5,000, they were a big number at that time. So yag, just everyone was giving jalebi next day. So this way, Brahma Baba was very carefree, very bold, very fearless. I think you know, all religious founders, all prophets, they had been very powerful and bold, because most of them had to face many things in their lives. Lord Buddha did not face so much, but Christ, Muhammad, they had faced many challenges of the people around them. People were ready to kill them, but all prophets, all religious founders, they had been very, very bold and powerful. Therefore, they could face everything, they could accept all challenges, and they did not leave their disciplines. They did not renounce their philosophy. They did not accept what people were saying to Baba. Many used to come, Baba, you just keep purity aside, and we all will come to your side. Baba's answer, no. It's not that I have order to become pure. It's God's order. Baba used to remind the persons of Gita. So, Baba said, I don't need you. You don't come to my side. But purity is our life now. So such boldness, such fearlessness, such powerful thoughts we have to keep in our mind in order to become Bap Saman. I would give you 5 thoughts of self-respect which will enable you to become Bhavsaman. I learnt from two words of Baba in Avyak Mullis. Once, in 1982, Baba spoke like this. You can realize a good thing, a great thing, a secret of this tapasya. Baba mentioned, you think you have to become completely pure. But don't think this way. Think this way, I am a supremely pure soul. Believe it. I am. Not that I have to become, I am. Second thing, you think I have to become Bhavsaman. No, think I am Bhavsaman. Just now, you think I am Bhavsaman. Or for some moments, think this, I am Bab, I am father. Brahma was the father of the sculptry, I am father. So what kind of drashti, what kind of attitude, what kinds of good wishes I will have towards the world? I am the father of the world. At that time I used to do one practice. Sri Baba, in soul world, Gyan Surya, his rays of might are spreading just like everywhere in the world. I am like him. I am also there. My vibrations, my rays are also spreading in whole world. I used to make a vision in my mind. You can laugh at it. I used to say, Baba, you are my Baba, I am your child. Now, let me sit on your throne for some moments. You please be aside. Let me sit on your place. And he said, yes, child, come. And he said, this side, and I am sitting on his throne in soul world. And now, what is my duty? I am at the place of God. What should I do for the world? How should be my purity? How should be my great thoughts? What should I be now? What can I do now for the world? What should I do now? Very great feeling. Because I heard in Indian history, there was a Muslim king, and once at the time of war, he was sinking, drawing in the river. So one man saved his life. Again, he got victory, he got his kingdom. So when he became king of India, so he called that man, one who had saved his life, and he gave entire right, entire power of ruling for a day to that person. That for a day, you are the king of Bharat now. You can do whatever you want to do. So on listening this story, I thought, let me sit for a day on the throne of God. You can enjoy this vision. 5/3 of self-respect. Two I mentioned, I am supremely pure soul. Go into the depth of it. But be careful. Give attention what I am going to say. When we practice, we are supremely pure, sometime impurity emerges. So if you find such thing, that some impurity is coming up, leave this thought, then do the practice, I am a great soul. But after some time, again, I am supremely pure soul. Second self-respect is, I am world benefactor. World benefactor. I have to bring benefit to all souls of this world. You can add with this, I am ancestor soul. That's big ones. Great, great grandfather is Brahma. We are also master, great, great, great grandfather. So we are big ones. So our attitude towards the world is different now. We have to give everyone peace. We have to cooperate with everyone. We have to give our good wishes to one and all. We have to give the vibrations of peace, happiness, might to all souls of this world. We will become Bap Saman. He is Almighty. And we are Master Almighty. So the feeling of this point, I am Master Almighty, will empower us. Our thoughts will become powerful. Our inner powers will wake up. This is a great secret. We all are powerful. But our powers, in simple words, are sleeping inside. They are in dormant form. They are not active. But if we practice, I am Master Almighty, with good feeling, I am Master Almighty. So power will become active and we will experience that we are very powerful. Very good feeling we all have to do. Here are many points of self-respect, but I draw your attention towards great thing. We are in the roots of kalp tree. We are in the roots of kalp tree. We have to sustain whole kalp tree. We are in the roots, or we are the roots. Our each thought, the vibrations of each thought, reach to whole kalp tree. If we are very pure, it means we supply pure vibrations to all religions. If we are very happy, we create a happy feeling in all souls of the world. If we are very peaceful, automatically our vibrations of peace reach to all souls of this world. So we are very responsible soul. We can never become careless. We are very, very responsible. It doesn't mean that we have to become very serious. No, very light, very happy. Just as Baba was saying in this last Avyakt Murli, we all have enjoyed that on your face there must be the sign of peace, happiness and might. Then only pupil will realize, pupil will accept that you only can bestow mukti to them. You will liberate them. They will come to you. So this way we have to improve our self, our stage, our thoughts, our purity, our yoga. And definitely one day we will become those three things will come into our life. You remember them, Nirakari, Nindi, Nirvikari, Nirahankari. Incorporeal, egoless and viceless. But don't take them seriously. We all have to take seriously only one thing. We have to become egoless. Because this ego, it is creating many problems in everyone's life. It makes us heavy. It creates tension in our mind. Now connect yourself to Baba so much, I am sharing my experience. Let Him make plan for our life. Let Him make plan. We need not to make plan. We have to surrender to Him. We keep a thought in front of Him. I want to achieve this. And you make plan for me. And see the wonders. If you are heavy somewhere in life, if you find anything very difficult, if you think this problem or this will kill me down, it's like mountain. Give that problem in the hand of Baba. Baba, this is my problem. Now you please solve it. He will do. You will get wonderful experience of these things. I did in my case. No one in our yagna knows that I also fell sick. No one knows. Because I never went in hospital. I've never hospitalized. I'm active whole day. Since last 50 years. But still I have many problems. Not many. Some problems in my body. And I always ask Baba, you are my supreme surgeon. Do something for me. I don't know anything. You do something for me. And always it's my experience. He sent someone to cure me. Wonderful feelings. 100 experience. Someone came, someone did acupressure, someone did massage, someone did some healing, and I got well. So if we surrender ourselves to Him, He will look after us, He will solve our problem, He will make us healthy. You can believe if our Father is Almighty, why should we worry for anything? Our Father is Almighty. He is my Father. He belongs to me. We say with right, you are my Father. So there are many responsibilities of our life to Him. And He will do. He is more honest than us. He does everything with full responsibility. I would like to share few things in front of you. They are very important nowadays because many people every day come to me with their problems. So I can see nowadays fear is increasing day by day. Hidden fear. Fear without reason. And now this fear will become a big problem in next 4-5 years. Before 2025. We have to make ourselves fearless and we have to teach everyone how they can become fearless. Otherwise, it is going to become a big problem. Not only mental problem, but it will cause health problem also. Many mothers come to me with this problem. When I ask them, what is the reason? their answer. And on the basis of their answer, I can say, self-created fear. How self-created? They just think negatively, something will happen to my children. Something bad will happen to my children. My children use bike and they do zigzag on bike. They will meet accident. They will die. They are thinking such things and becoming fearful. So, give attention to your thoughts. We have never to become negative. I teach them, why do you think so? Why don't you think this? That together my children, Baba is there, Baba is canopy of protection on their head. He will protect them. Why don't you become carefree like this? Why don't you become fear-free like this? So create a thought always. My future, my children's future is most beautiful, excellent. Is it good thought? Secret behind it. We all must know this secret. Our each and every thought generates energy. If we are having negative thoughts, we are creating negative energy, and that energy is going to the nature. And there is a reaction between our energy and the energy of nature. And then nature is making same thing and sending them back to us. So always, listen carefully. Keep this thought in your mind. I am the creator of my future. I can create my beautiful future, excellent future, on the basis of my thoughts only. So a thought I am giving to you, every morning you can repeat this thought inside, or you can speak it out 3 times every morning. Everything will become nice with me always. From now onward, everything will happen good for me. My future is very bright. Create such thought. You can make one experiment in your life for some days. In the morning, when you wake up, in first 3 minutes, first do good morning to Baba, then create this thought. Today, my day of today will become like this. Just as today, at every step, I will get success. Today, I will remain very happy whole day. Today, I will give love to everyone. I will receive love from everyone. Like this. You can make a plan in your mind for whole day. 30 times each plan. Today my life, today my day will remain free from all obstacles. Today I will enjoy my relationships. Like this. You will experience after some days, same thing will happen. In what you thought in the morning. One thing also I want to teach you, I hope you might have heard about the law of attraction. Psychologists are teaching it nowadays in the world, law of attraction. There is attraction in similarities. It's important thing. In electricity, opposite things attract. In magnet, opposite poles attract to each other. But here, among human beings, in the psychological things, similarities attract each other. So if you are not healthy, don't think again and again, I'm sick, I'm not healthy, I'm suffering this problem, I'm suffering this problem. Otherwise, what will happen? You are attracting same things. Keep creating this thought in the morning before going to sleep. I'm free from all disease. I'm very healthy. I'm absolutely healthy. I'm very happy. I'm a successful person. You will attract all these things. But if you say, oh, I lost job, it will be very difficult to get it again. I have lost my money. I became poor. Baba, what is happening with me? My fortunes is going day by day down, down, down. What is wrong with me? Baba will do nothing. You have to do everything for yourself in the morning. You can dance by one thought. I am the most fortunate person in the world. Repeat it 7 times and keep dancing if you are alone in your room. And see what happens. Fortune will come to you. You will attract the big fortune, the wonderful fortune. I am the wealthiest person in the world. I am most happy person in the world. Don't think, oh, I'm not happy. Baba, you came, but I'm not happy. Baba, I'm suffering from waste thoughts. No. Baba, I'm very weak in yoga. You will becoming weak, weaker, weaker day by day. I'm a successful person. I'm a yogi soul. My yoga is very good. God is with me. Always create such thoughts and see the result. Nowadays, because of suicidal tendency of many youths in the world, many souls are stumbling in this space, bodiless souls. They are space, suppose they are 100 kilometers far away, above, but on your home. So their bad energy will come down to you. In order to protect yourself from this bad energy, from any kind of black magic, I am Master Almighty. Every morning or 6 o'clock, or if you can't do it every day, once a week, create powerful aura around you. With this thought, I am Master Almighty. 7 times only. I am Master Almighty. And feel red rays of might are spreading out from me. Red. And there is a big aura around me of might. Powerful aura. Nothing bad will enter this aura. Even if bomb is going to blast, it will not affect you. You will see the power of this thought. One simple yukti, experiments, it was a research done by our group. Suppose you want to become very happy. A simple method. Although it's a big subject nowadays for the world, because happiness is becoming very difficult. I say always, happiness is becoming very expensive day by day. You can do one thing. Take water in the glass. Give drashti to it. Remember 7 times, I'm very happy, I'm very happy, I'm very happy, and drink. At least 5 times a day. In 5 days you will become very happy. People will become very happy to see your happiness. when someone is sick, what I do nowadays, because the problem of cancer is increasing day by day, even to our sisters, teachers, they come here, they come to me always. I try my best to convince them, forget that you have cancer. It's like fever. Fever came, it will go. Don't think that I will die now. What will happen to me now? Oh Baba, save me Baba, help me. No. Cancer has come in this body, will go forever. If you are happy, all problems of this world scare from your happiness. Keep it in your mind. When we are happy, one of our doctors in Shantivan, he used to give a beautiful lecture on this. One day I heard that there are genes inside ourselves, and with our happy mood, with our happy thoughts, genes, they become very energetic and they can cure all disease. So we can say happiness is the real treatment of all disease. We have to learn happy life. Baba is teaching in every murli how to be ever happy, giving many thoughts of happiness. But this water therapy you can use. Did you like this? You can charge water with two other thoughts. I am supremely pure soul, 7 times. Or I am Master Almighty, 7 times. Now I like to take, doctor, the cases of blind people. Some youths are losing their eyesight. Their nerves which are coming from brain to the eyes, they become weak. And doctors say, well, they can't do anything now. So I teach them to give energy to the brain and to the eyes. And you will become very happy to listen this experience. 3 old ladies got light. They had become blind. Now, they can read murli, they can enjoy their lives. 2 cases of young people, BK, young Kumar, they lost their 90% eyesight. And in 6 months, they got 50% eyesight back. And they are hopeful that next month, their eyes will become perfect. So energy, which is generated by our thoughts, it do wonder. I am supremely pure soul method. Rub your palm, remember 3-4 times, I am supremely pure soul, and put your hand on your eyes for a minute. Energy will go to eyes, will strengthen the nerves. Second thing is, I am Master Almighty. A wonderful therapy. I just noticed its result. I will give demo, but listen first. Brain controls whole body. Either it can create disease or can heal the disease, no, doctor? But brain of many people have become weak, negative, many deficiencies in everyone's brain. And doctors cannot understand everything about this brain. Here was a conference in Gansarovar, 250 big surgeon, highly educated surgeon participated, and they accepted that entire medical science of the world knows only 10% about brain. So, I thought, if we give energy to our brain, many things can be cured. So I found this technique. You can use, do now. Rub your palm, please. And remember 3-4 times, I am Master Almighty. And now you can feel this energy. It came in your both hand. Now, if you put your palm, this palm on your knee, this energy will go to your knee, will cure knee pain. Very good result. Many old mothers got free from knee pain, because many have this problem nowadays. If you put it on your brain, brain will become normal, but for 1 minute. Then again, I must almighty, 2-3 times, 1 minute here. To kidneys you can give. Kidney failure have become big problem nowadays. You can give energy to your kidneys, to your liver, or for diabetes to pancreas. Wonderful result. If you give 10 minutes energy to your pancreas, diabetes will become normal. And they can come when you will become perfectly free from diabetes. This side, little up, yes. So, this is a beautiful therapy. I also use for myself. Last experience I would share. 4-5 months before, I had some eyes problem. Hole in my retina in left eyes. So it's a problem in the world now and very few specialists. So, what I did in the morning, I went to Baba in subtle world. I asked Baba, you put your hand on my head. You are supreme surgeon and cure this disease. And I experienced it. Much relief. Next day, I wake up at 3 o'clock, and a sound from there, a powerful voice came to me. I could not ignore it. Give vibrations to those who have eyes problem in the world and your eyes will become perfect. It was such a voice, I just opened my eyes. I should do this. So these are good techniques of spiritual energy. We can use this way. Make your life very happy, easy going nature, easy effort. And the simple thing for becoming Bap Saman. I remind you, Baba's Murli, 2 times came just recently, that those who came late can also become victorious jewels in the rosary. Do you remember? 2 times now. So never have negative thoughts that we came late, so time has gone, we have only 1, 2, 4, 5 years. A yogi can achieve many things within 1 year. 1 year, 365 days, and we can say how many hours. If we learn easy methods of yoga, we can make a wonderful progress, we can get wonderful experience in our life within 1 year. So make a simple, practical plan, not very big plan. What happens when you go back from Madhuban, you are very enthusiastic, you plan, oh, from today I will wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning. And you wake up only for 2 days. Then at 5 o'clock. This is not practical. So make simple and practical. Practical plan. Very simple, very practical, and you will enjoy your whole life. Thank you very much. Om Shanti. Now, sit in this feeling, I am Bab Saman, and Baba's energy is coming down to me.